listen, think, learn, grow. Listen, think, learn, grow. Live, live, live.
This is Metaphysical Universe, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Douglas Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Hello and welcome to the Spirit of Life program for Wednesday, March 13th, 2019. I'm Dr. Doug Kelly and here with Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Glad to be here.
And Michael Kelly here with us as well.
Good evening, everyone. Always happy to be here.
The Spirit of Life is a weekly service and educational program of the International Church of Metaphysical Humanism. Our mission is to explore and empower the human spirit, as well as to explore science and spirituality. I'd like to read our 9 abbreviated principles of belief, as is customary. The first one, do no harm, do right. Number 2, we believe in the indomitable power of the human spirit. The answers we seek already exist within us. Number 3, we believe that we alone are responsible for and capable of solving human social problems. 4, we are all equal, one planet, one race, one ancestry, one destiny. 5, we recognize and honor the divine energy that exists in all living things. 6, we are physical and spiritual beings. Consciousness survives death of the physical body. 7, self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will create self-completeness. 8, metaphysical education and practical life skills empower the human spirit and enhance the human condition. 9, expanding human consciousness leads to human evolution and peaceful coexistence. If you'd like to read the full version of these principles of belief, visit our website at metaphysicalhumanism.org. So we'd like to welcome all of those joining us tonight live. Those in the chat room, good to see you here tonight. Also, welcome to those listening to the archive. Appreciate you being here as well. Tonight, we're going to start the discussion off with the topic of truth, specifically, what is truth? And I deliberately did not put a question mark after that statement, because it's kind of a statement, it's kind of a question, but it's just, what is truth? It's almost a statement. But we're going to explore that a little bit. And to start the discussion off, I'm going to have asked Dr. Hunter to read card number 24 from our Inner Oracle card deck.
Well, we can begin by saying there's many ways to discover cosmic truth. It begins with knowing who you are and why you are who you are. This is your truth. Discovering cosmic truth involves further discovering the truths that are often concealed within a relationship or a life situation. Yet the only truths kept secret are those we will not see. This is a time of deep introspection to intuitively gauge the way ahead, and this card may also indicate that there's a truth in something or in a direction. So okay, that's how do we start off.
Good. So, truth. There are many different truths. There are different truths about different things. I mean, each one of us has our own truth, right? And we kind of equate that to who we are, walking our own path, being ourselves, being true to ourselves, and there's the word truth in there as well. And so, that's what I want to advocate here with this program, with this discussion, is knowing who you are and why you are who you are. In other words, knowing your own truth and seeking truth, not just accepting what we were told, what you were told, you know, growing up or whatever, about the way of the world, the realities of the world, but finding out that truth for yourself and seeking truth. There's so many people that are just on autopilot that way. You know, they grow up, they were raised in religion or not, different religions, different, all kinds of different stuff. And they grow up and they're just on autopilot. Well, that's the way I was raised. In fact, they use that as an excuse a lot. Well, that's the way I was raised. And it's like, well, so we're all raised with different things, but that doesn't excuse it. When we become adults, we have to make sure that that stuff that we're, our, those core values, that stuff we bought into as kids is really valid and it's truth, because so much of it's not. So much of it was just taught to our parents because that's the way they were raised. And so the biggest point of this discussion that I want to admonish is to seek truth. Seek truth. And it's not always easy to seek truth. It really is not. You know, what is it, 20 years ago, 20 plus years ago, or about 20 years ago, I left religion. And frankly, it had been a lot easier just to stay with it and just be happy in my blissful ignorance. And there's a part of me that sort of misses that because, you know, for me, I outgrew religion. I outgrew the need for some God-type creature because, you know, really it's just ridiculous anyway because no sentient creature is going to demand another sentient creature to worship them. It's, there's so many things wrong with it, and I outgrew it. I don't mind saying that, and I'm sure all the religious people think, well, boy, did I mess up, you know, or do I not understand it all? But maybe I do, and only too well. Anyway, I outgrew it. I left, and I had to seek the truth, and that's where I'm at today, whatever the truth is. And that's why in my courses when I talk about paranormal events, you know, are UFOs here? Are aliens real? Are they visiting this planet? Well, the answer is yes or no, right? It's one way or the other. And regardless of the answer, the ramifications of the truth are far-reaching. For example, if aliens are in fact here, think about the impact. If we knew that they were absolutely here visiting us, they existed, life in the universe existed, what an incredible thing that would be to understand, right? To know that we're not alone in this universe. And of course we're not, it's too big for that, but let's just say we know it and we can prove it. You know, they've manifested, they've landed on the White House lawn, you know, as they say. In other words, we know it. Just think of the ramifications for that. I mean, wow. It's incredible. Now we know that we're not alone. So that's the truth of it, if that was the answer. Now, what if the other side of that is the answer? What if there are no other aliens here? What if there is no other life in the universe other than us? Well, again, if that was the case, that would be the truth, and it would have far-reaching ramifications, wouldn't it? And it might even make us like each other a little bit more and stop this tribal warfare. Either outcome would. Really. But you can see where I'm going with this. Seek the truth. In fact, the true scientific method, as I call it, is to seek the truth, whatever that is and wherever it takes us. We don't want to color it over or sweeten it up. You know, we want the truth. And that means rethinking your core values, rethinking what you were raised with. You know, if you're a religious person, if you believe in God, you need to rethink that. You know, and if you still end up believing in God after you've rethunk it, fine, no problem. But you need to rethink everything you were grown up with so that you can seek that truth. I'll pause. Are any questions or any comments I should say from Dr. Hunter?
Well, I would think that even in families, different people have different truths, you know, or friendships. We can all see the same thing, but have a different truth because there's a different perspective and reality. Truth, Fran says, the truth is out there. Yeah, good one, Fran. I think the hardest thing to manage is when people look at other people and say, well, that can't be true, and because it's not my reality, therefore it invalidates someone else. And this is where, you know, our opinions cloud what could be a truth. if you get where I'm going with this, is somebody says, well, this happened to me as a child. Somebody else says, oh, that couldn't have happened. Number one, you're invalidating somebody. You're invalidating their truth because you have a different truth.
Right.
And so not just about what's in the universe, what's out there for aliens, but even down to our fundamental existence and our relationships with each other, is to seek further. And what you're saying too, Dr. Kelly, is to ask more questions and basically jury's out until you have some more answers.
Right. Good points. You know, we can even go the spirit round, you know, route, I should say,
exactly.
too.
What if
spirits exist? What if we can prove that spirits exist and that life after death exists? Wouldn't that be amazing? You know, I mean, prove it scientifically, objectively. We know it. There's no ounce of not knowing. It's an absolute fact. If we could do that, think of the far-reaching impact that would have. Conversely, what if we could prove that there is no life after death, that there are no spirits, there is none of that, that when we die, we're just going back to a state of non-existence. There is none of that. Again, the impact would be far-reaching. It would tell us something.
Now, it would mean I'm a Looney Tune.
Well, it would mean a lot of us are Looney Tunes, but you know
that's
what?
That's okay.
And that's okay, yeah. And so, but the point is that the truth is the truth, and we seek the truth. We want the truth. We want to make sure that we're living our truth, and we don't, as Dr. Hunter said, we don't want to denigrate somebody else's truth, too. If people are going to believe what they want to believe, that's just a fact. And a lot of it is unfounded. It's not based on anything factual, but that's their stuff and it's their life. So let them believe what they want. But for us, we need to seek the truth.
Michael, I think sorry, go ahead, Michael.
Did you have any comments you want to offer?
Well, you know, I think that you're making a good point. And I would think back to, I believe, a quote by Albert Einstein, where a little bit of knowledge is a dangerous thing. Where you can kind of substitute knowledge for truth, implying that only having a tiny bit of knowledge or a tiny bit of the overall facts or the overall truth leads you to dangerous conclusions, and how context of a truth, even if at first it seems painful, when you get to a higher truth beyond it, it puts it into the proper context and you get to the bigger end result, the bigger picture, the bigger truth. So if at first it seems daunting and if at first accepting an uncomfortable truth, you know, the pain of changing your whole worldview will be lessened when you realize that in a certain context, when you get to that certain point, it might not be as bad as you think, and it might have an entirely different, different
effect.
Feel to it, yeah.
Well, something I have pondered lately is how each of us, which I think goes along this vein, each of us has a certain level of standard, an ethics, a morality, and that leads into our truth too. And just an observation in a lot of ways, I think society has been dumbed down to accept mediocre, and some of that's rather lazy, you know,
yeah.
Where that laziness that, and I don't know if it's apathy so much as it is like going along with the flow and not thinking past. Now, is it because people are busy, people, whatever? But if you're motivated and inspired, you hold yourself to a higher standard of thinking, introspection, behavior. And that lends to living a greater truth, you know, where we rise above. I'd like to kind of share a story, if that's all right, that happened to me recently. Well, it came to my attention recently that I have a half-sister. I get a message from this young woman, and she said, you probably know about this, but, you know, I'm touching base. I'm thinking, I don't know about this. Like, what? So I gave her my number. Nice girl. But the kicker of this for me is that my other two biological sisters have known about this for about 10 years. They together recently decided at this new sister's request to get a DNA confirmation. So I know nothing about this. Yes, I'm on the outside of things, but I'm not in the loop. So I mean, sure, it's, you know, not important, I guess, to them. But I was thinking about the other way. If someone approached me to say, I believe I'm biologically connected, even though I'm not, you know, connected to my, have a, you know, some kind of close relationship with my biological family, I would still inform them because And I'm not saying I'm better than anybody. I'm just saying that's my higher standard. That's my ethics. So I can go beyond my dislike, for instance, or, you know, any kinds of challenges to say it is better to rise in the truth and allow everybody to be in that truth rather than secrecy that can be very damaging, I might add. But it's to be in that. So I'm just saying when people are, what is truth to people, they have their opinions wrapped around truths, and it diminishes this standard of living and a quality of life that I believe we all have an opportunity to do. So that's my little speech and sharing a little story. Yes, of course, I was angry. I just say this. Not with this new girl. She's searching. And oddly enough, there's 30 years between us. So being older, a little wiser, you know, there could be 10 more of her out there. I don't know. But she's reaching out and discovering. Thanks, Dr. Edward, he says, as Gomer Pyle would have said, surprise, surprise. Yes, it sure was. Yeah. It was the circumstance, the backstory and such to be, left in the dark when you're open to a truth. And I think there's so many angles to look at when we're looking at what is true, and the truer sides of ourselves. So it's being too, like, come on, it doesn't take much to rise up to share of ourselves what would be, I think, impactful to somebody's life. If it's of no consequence to somebody's life, then I think things are often on a need-to-know basis. But if it affects you, then... Yep. So mediocre just doesn't cut it with me,
And that's good that you... I appreciate you mentioning that, because I wanted to kind of end the truth discussion with that point that, there are times that if sharing a truth would benefit no one whatsoever, is it really necessary to share a truth?
Exactly.
In other words, we don't have to go to the, on top of the roof and start shouting all of truth of everything we know to everybody. That's not the point of it. The point of it is obviously when we want to be honest. And if it affects another person, like having a half-sister, certainly a material effect for that person, then yeah, it needs to be shared. That's the truth that needs to come out. But there are, on occasion, truths that will not benefit anyone by knowing or benefit the receiver by knowing. And in those cases, we want to make sure that we're not just trying to unload on somebody. Now think about that for a minute. Some of these 12-step programs, you got to go and confess all your crap to somebody and get their forgiveness. But if they have no knowledge of any things you've done to them, now you're just opening up a can of worms you never needed to open in the first place. It's stupid to go do that. So be careful that we don't want to go confess a bunch of stuff when it really would do no good to anybody concerned except for us. And then it will become a selfish thing. We're stirring up a bunch of stuff that didn't need to be stirred up just so that we can follow some program or we can kind of feel like we're getting some kind of forgiveness. And in that case, you probably wouldn't get it anyway, but just be aware of those, that side of truth, that if it's not going to benefit anybody and it could hurt people, then what's the point of it? What's the point? There's no point to it.
That's actually my line too. Very often I say, no good will come of this. Mm-hmm. It's just a need to know. And more importantly, a need if somebody asks. If someone asks, then I am very careful to preface and qualify to say, well, this is my belief. I could stand to be corrected, or this is my truth. And, but really, I think we're running in the unsolicited advice if somebody isn't asking. So, it's a good one, Fran. She just pulled a card for the room tonight, which is number 20, deliberate intent. And deliberate intent, I think, can be taken many ways. Like, think about the word, what's deliberate, which is intentional. What do you intend? And what do you wish to cause? And if it's a matter of do no harm, do right, then, okay, is there a harm in not knowing, but what is the right thing to do? So how will you deliberate that? I love that word, you know, it's a great one. But I'll just read it quickly. The simple act of intention registers your wants and desires with the universal consciousness, which then sets energy in motion for their attainment. Deliberate intent is focusing your intent like a laser, causing you to become entangled with whatever it is that you desire. It's not magic. It requires effort. Focus on what you want, not on what you don't have. Release with patience. So there's many ways to do that, but in this context, what the card is saying is, you know, focusing on what you want and putting it out there in a good way.
If anybody would like a card, put your name in the chat room.
Yes, absolutely. Card. Absolutely.
Looks like Fran would like a card. Michael there?
Yeah, absolutely.
Could you pull a card for Fran, please?
Of course. And I pulled number one, Paradox. Excuse me, wild card, number one.
Yeah.
A truth can be found in seemingly contradictory ideas. What may seem like a false proposition can be a set of new ideas and ways of thinking. Your solution may lay in the opposite direction than you think. Keep in mind that the cosmos works in equals and opposites. Not all truths lay in common opinions. This may be a time for contrarian thinking and opening your mind to what may not make sense at first, and thus new perspectives are discovered.
Remember that sometimes the answer you're looking for lies outside your belief system. Huge, huge life lesson.
It is so. Sherry's up next, and Sherry, I picked number 5, Law of Control, for you. I don't think we've seen that card for a while. So here it is. Differences are inevitable. Diversity is desirable. The Law of Control says you can't change or control others, but you can have a positive impact or influence. Control only that to which you're entitled to control. Do not give unsolicited advice. Respect that everyone has the same rights to self-creation and decision. Boy, there should be a big asterisk beside that one. You can accept present circumstances as they are, lobby for change, or leave. You know, if I can just inject here too, and keeping with truth, and however that relates to you, Sherry, if I can just say, it's when people are making decisions about their life, it's with a certain amount of information. If you have information that could impact their decision, we're withholding in a way which is, you know, you can say, I don't want to be involved, or I don't want to do this, but we're basing in our decisions based on the information that we have. If others have it, then we're basing our decisions on a minimal amount of information, which is minimally truthful. Does that make sense? So I think there's two-way responsibility. We need to ask if anybody has information that could impact, if you're able to. But the other, I think that sometimes if we're close to people or we're connected in some way, as decisions are unfolding, I think in some way we're kind of obligated to just share without trespassing, you know, or even to say, can I give you some more information that might impact your decision, which I think is living in a more truthful way, just in keeping with our topic tonight.
Yeah, and remember, everybody has a right to their own truth, too, so exactly. You don't want to tell them what their truth should be.
So,
for that.
Yeah, no kidding. Dr. Edwards next, Michael.
And for Dr. Edward, I pulled number 8, Balance and Order. With this card, balance and order in life or in a specific area is present or it needs to be. If experiencing adversity, look for what is out of its proper order. Adversity is a state of disorder. Once order is restored, adversity fades. Moreover, once order and balance are restored to the life leadership paragon areas of self-acceptance, respect for free will, and self-responsibility, self-completeness and success will ensue.
Good one. Well, nice to see you here, William. I have got the wild card. I love the wild card suit. Number 7, which is hope. That's a... it's always nice to near end the show on such a thing, isn't it? Hope lives deep within and inspires the human spirit to continue and expand. Hope, in and of itself, does not create life. Rather, hope desires life. Hope is the root of curiosity, interest, invention, and yearning for more. Even when all feels lost and futile, hope is resurrected by a change of beliefs and core values. Safeguard your hope, for it's the first and last fail-safe of your existence. Do not promote false hope, nor encourage codependent hope. So that's just the equal and opposite to it. I think that hope comes from our spirit. I think faith comes from our intelligence, but hope, that thing that lives inside all of us, that is hopeful. I really do. I believe that it's spiritually connected. It's kind of invisible, even though, yes, it's the root of our curiosity, intention, or interest in inventions. It's where does that come from? So, that's kind of the way I take it.
All right, and we have another one. Kim.
Michael.
And for Kim, I pulled number 15, belief systems and knowledge base. We each operate life from an existing belief system, and sometimes the solution or direction lies outside of our belief system. Equally, when knowledge is expanded, a belief system calls for revision. Consider that opening the mind for more information and knowledge may be required, subsequently adjusting a belief system. Know that knowledge you seek is within. That goes perfectly in line with what we've been talking about.
Yep.
Which number was that again, Michael?
Oh, that was number 15.
Ah, it sounded really familiar to the card I just picked for Dr. Angie. Sorry, I was just having a little jump in my brain because I got number 21, Insight and Wisdom. So... it's all in the same vein, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Wisdom is the successful application of knowledge using experience and understanding. Insight is discernment and seeing the underlying truth. There it is again. This may be a time to look deep into your inner character and underlying truth to understand motives and reasons. Well, we've been talking about that all night. Insight, wisdom, and acceptance of the true nature of a present situation or individual is necessary to gain a deeper understanding as well as to discover potential solutions. And again, sometimes that solution is outside your brain file. And even the comfort zone for that matter. But that's a little message for you, Angie, but something I think we can all relate with.
Well, good points. We appreciate those cards and the points that we've talked about: truth, deliberate intent, paradox, law of control, balance and order, hope, belief system and knowledge base, insight and wisdom, with the undercurrent of truth, walking your own truth, seeking your own truth, and allowing others to have their own truth as well. So we hope that there's been a point or two here that's been of value to you and that you can use in your life. And I was just going to say that if there's anybody in the Southwest Florida area, any members listening to this, and you want to help out with a Pay It Forward project this Saturday at 11 a.m., which is basically mowing an elderly man's lawn, let me know. Just shoot me an email, admin@icmhchurch.org, if you want to help. I'm thinking it might take a couple hours, 3 hours tops. But it's just not a very big yard, but he's got some health issues and needs some help. I met him while I was out riding my bike the other day. So anyway, if you want to help, let me know. But anyway, appreciate everybody's input tonight. Thanks to Dr. Hunter. Thanks to Michael. Thanks everybody for listening. Those in the archives as well. We appreciate you very much. And until next week, listen, think, learn, grow, and live. Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody.